We know this much, that Gallio was the consul. Now, Gallio was the brother of Seneca. So we're closing in on trying to get a date for Paul's life, you see. How do you... Well, we know that Gallio was appointed... They went from spring to spring, 1 year, the consul. Now, I didn't look it up again, so it's 52, 53, I forgot which. So now we know that Paul was in Corinth then. That's very important in trying to get a chronology of Paul's life. Now he's in Corinth, and you just heard him say, Luke tells us, he settled there for a year and a half. That must have been a lot of work. I mean, just think of Paul the preacher, Paul the traveler, Paul the miracle worker. What about Paul the bishop in this wild town with everybody an egomaniac and zip education and a moral level of the town which is hardly edifying, and he's there to take care of them. And he stays there for a year. Okay, I mean... And when he writes to them, they're still having problems. I heard there's a case of immorality among you, that even the pagans don't have. A man living with his own mother. Fix that. I'm just trying to point out that whole dimension of Paul. Pastor. Year and a half. Stayed there. And there was huge opposition to him. That's why the Lord finally said to him here, wasn't it today we had that or yesterday? Yesterday, stay here. I want you here. I'm with you. Because, the opposition and then the rowdiness of the group, you'd think he'd say, I'll go somewhere else. And the Lord said, no, stay here. I have many people here. You see the mercy of the Lord? He's in Las Vegas. And the Lord says, I have many people here. Stay and preach. Tell them about me. Let them turn their lives over to me and change. Well, now we have, we're getting ready for next week when in this seventh week, we're going to have all these Gospels from John that are getting us ready for Pentecost. But this one today is talking about, look, you are going to have sadness. You're going to weep and mourn while the world rejoices. And you can feel frustrated. Not only because they think you're a jerk, but because they're so darkened. They're going to end their life in hell. And they're, really great stuff. The confusion. And then what keeps everybody gripped? The ball scores. Obama's latest trick, biggest thing in the world. No, the biggest thing in the world is that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. That's the biggest thing in the world. And people don't pay attention to that. And we can see what mess they make of their lives. And we try to tell them and they say, you're one of those conservatives. You see? You will weep and mourn, but it will be turned into joy. Now, why? He says here, right? And you will see me. Is that what he says? No. He says, I will see you. Now, why did he say that? What does that mean? I will see you. You will know. We will have eye contact. You will know that I pay attention to you, that I love you. Look into my eyes. I will see you. See, and so it's so beautiful, huh? And so I will see you. It's a promise. Pray today. Look at the Lord and know that He sees you, that He's looking at you, that He loves you, that He has a plan for the rest of your life to preach the gospel one way or another in a world where the biggest joy is what? I don't know now. There's not very much to cheer about, but what makes... And it's so... And you know, we'd be just as dumb or worse if it weren't for the mercy of God. And so all these... And all the politics and the corruption and the buying of votes and the... You know? Makes you sad. It's not only that they're corrupting this life, corrupting the next one. So, you see, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. Over what? Over what? Oh, simple little people, they'll rejoice over the birth of a child, over the graduation of a son or a daughter. But the world is rejoicing over what, you see? Power, money. Trembling now, the whole... Greece is just about ready to drop out. And with it, probably the whole European common market may go down the tubes. That will scare people. And if they pull it out, greatest thing that ever happened. No. The greatest thing that ever happened is that the Son of God Himself died in an act of love and reconciled us all back to the Father. That He rose from the dead, that He's present with us, that because He was raised to the right hand of the Father, He can pour out the Holy Spirit who dwells within us to guide us, to help us, to rejoice us, to protect us. See, that's joy.